It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm sharing two stories from our latest and greatest, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Laughter is the Best Medicine. Well, we put this book together long before the coronavirus outbreak, and I'm recording this episode of the podcast in early March, so I have no idea what will be happening by the time you listen to this starting in mid-April. All I can say is that this is our first humor collection, and I laughed out loud over and over again as I was editing the manuscript. So I hope that today's stories about a couple of funny incidents that happened at home will brighten your day. I started the book with a suspenseful story by Jennifer Clark Vile. She was home alone one day when this scary incident occurred. Her husband was at work, and she had put the dogs outside, and she was alone in the house doing some chores when she decided to use the bathroom. While she was in there, she noticed that the fan was making a way too loud rattling sound and probably needed to be fixed. Now, despite the fan's noise, she suddenly heard a loud thud against the bathroom door. And she froze, and then she heard the thud again. And she thought, is someone trying to get into the bathroom? And then a third thud happened. And Jennifer realized that she could see the intruder's shadow through the slit at the bottom of the door. So she was really scared, and the dogs weren't there to protect her, and she was all alone in the house. She wondered if it was a bear that had somehow gotten in, or a person. She thought about shutting off the fan so she could hear better, but she was afraid that that would signal to the intruder that there was somebody in there hiding behind the closed bathroom door. So instead, she crept over to the door, and she quietly pushed in the lock button on the handle. She says, I felt raw fear. I had no exit but through that bathroom door. I had to think clearly, but I was panicking. I told myself to slow down and think this through. And then she continues with her story, saying, I needed a plan of action. I looked about the bathroom for something I could use as a weapon, but was frustrated immediately by my limited choices. I remembered a metal alligator-type hair clip in the top drawer. It was strong, long, and tapered almost to a point at its end. Grasping it like a dagger, I raised it high in the air, testing its feel. I caught my reflection in the bathroom mirror. I looked like a desperate woman arming herself as best she could, but a woman who knew she was no match for a bigger intruder. I wanted to cry, but there was no time. Well, now Jennifer thought about making a mad dash for her cell phone, which was in its charger in the next room, but she had no idea what was lurking outside the bathroom door. So she waited a little longer. And when she hadn't heard any new sounds for 5 minutes, she got up her courage and she quietly unlocked the door. And then, holding her hair barrette dagger, she opened the door a crack and she peered out. She didn't see the intruder, but she knew she hadn't imagined the thuds or that shadow that she saw under the bathroom door. And then she saw the intruder that had banged on the bathroom door. It was her robot vacuum cleaner, now silenced and still, having turned itself off after it got stuck under a chair. After the break, another story about a home-based misunderstanding with a hilarious outcome. In our second story about getting it all wrong at home, Robin Melvin tells us that it was almost midnight and her husband was sound asleep after working 30 hours of overtime at his job, helping to restore power after a storm. Robin was trying to be extra quiet and not wake him up, as she knew he might be called back onto duty. So she crept into the bathroom and she started brushing her teeth. But after 2 seconds of brushing, she realized the toothpaste smelled really fishy, and it wasn't making any foam either. She shrugged it off and continued brushing, but as she looked in the mirror, something didn't look quite right. The toothpaste was too white and too pasty. Then she looked into the toiletry basket sitting on the sink. There, sitting right next to her toothpaste, sat a long-forgotten tube of Preparation H. She says, "At first I felt foolish and thought it was a stupid thing to do, but as I took a closer look at the ointment snuggled nice and tight between my teeth, I thought, oh dear, this can't be good. Will my gums shrink and make my teeth fall out? I felt the giggles coming and managed to stop them. I rinsed out my mouth over and over and wiped my gums with a washcloth. Then I rebrushed my still intact teeth with toothpaste." She got into bed next to her husband, who she was trying not to bother, but she couldn't stop herself. She just had to laugh out loud. She woke him up, and she explained to him that she had brushed her teeth with Preparation H, and she explained her silly fear that the hemorrhoid ointment would somehow shrink her gums and make her teeth fall out. They both laughed until they wore themselves out laughing. Well, Robin and her husband had just moved, and they were missing their old home and their friends, and they were both working at new jobs, so they had been really stressed out. She says, "I tried to remember the last time we had laughed like that. Somewhere in the stress of missing our friends and adjusting to new jobs in a new home, we let too much seriousness sneak into our days. Everyday irritants and busyness pressed in and squeezed out life's funny side. That laughter was just the medicine we needed." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Laughter is the Best Medicine. We'll be sharing stories from the book in our daily newsletter as well. So if you want to have a free story delivered to your email inbox every day, go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button. You'll see a button to sign up for the newsletter, and you'll actually find a bunch of choices, including the daily story newsletter or our 3 weekly newsletters with stories about pets, busy moms, or fighting cancer. You can pick up a copy of our new laughter book at Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, Kroger, and wherever else you like to get your books. Look for the cover with the laughing alpaca. Come back for our next episode to hear 2 stories from our other new book about the magic of moms. We're going to talk about 2 cases in which mothers gave the best advice that's worth sharing with all of us.